B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
It's Friday. It's noontime. We started the day with Keyshawn Johnson expressing that Cam Newton could be back in New England. He labeled it as a bold take this week. But a month ago, he was saying that it was just what it was going to be. That Cam Newton would be back in New England. So we've got that in the mix today. J.J. Watt, a free agent. We've got calls on all of it. We'll go to Billy and Bill Ricka. Billy.
Hey, this is Billy and Bill Ricka. I'm just calling, a longtime fan of the show. Just wanted to get Zoe's take on how what the quarterback position should look like next year for the Patriots. Because Cam Newton, I had enough as a longtime Patriots fan. Cam Newton, seeing him, it hurt to watch him. It hurt to watch the Patriots lose like this. And I just want to get Zoe's take on, I know he doesn't want Cam back like at all. I agree with Zoe completely. You know, I disagree for him. I agree totally. I just wanted to get your take. So what do you think they should do? You know,
all right. We've been over this a lot. I think it's imperative. That's the number one thing they need to attack first before they go after anybody. Because if I'm another existing free agent, whether it's a tight end, a running back, a receiver, a high-end receiver, and the list of receivers is pretty good, guys. And even when you look at the list of receivers, where the guys with the most money, the Robinsons and them, or what they're going to make, and then you get down towards the middle, there's a good grouping of middle guys in there that I'd be interested to bring in. But my first question is to the coach or the GM, who's the quarterback? Who's throwing me the ball? I echo what Rodney Harrison, Patriot Hall of Famer, said. And just like the fan said, it hurt to watch him play. And if it hurts you as a fan, imagine what it does to hurt those players that have to suit up with him. And I think that's what Rodney echoed the best. You got to be fair to your football team. First and foremost, who cares what the fans think? You know, you can put blinders on, you know, ignore the noise, right? External noise. That's not us. We're in here. But when you're playing ball and you know it, you watch it, and you talk about high efficiency and perfection here, right?
Yeah.
Tight program, efficiency. What did Mike Lombardi say a couple weeks ago? We knew the beginning of the end, but Tom Brady was sort of coming in 14 because, you know, yards per catch were down and, you know, accuracy was a little bit of an issue. The completion percentage, he said, and they're looking at numbers. So don't tell me to look at Cam's second highest rated, you know, completion percentage last year was good and tell me that was a good year. You watch games in totality, you guys. You know that was bad.
Wasn't good, for sure.
Good football people down here. They had to try and sell you on him all year because it was a weird year.
But they might be making excuses for him based on a weird year and no talent around him. They might do that. They might look at it differently.
They're better than that.
I hope you're right.
Because the ball would be closer to the receivers if that was the case.
I hope you're right. Dakota and Braintree with the vaccine update.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for taking my call. Always wanted to say that, guys.
First of all, Dakota, are you going to do a cash bomb giveaway for Jim Louth?
Jim Louth needs a cash bomb giveaway to afford TV in his house.
I do. Well, wait a minute. I thought it was suspect because Bertrand, when I started this thing, said, I don't believe this. This is not real. But so far, I've given away over $55,000 on Twitter at Dakota Damas for these cash bombs.
Nothing suspicious about that.
Yeah. Nothing at all, Mr. Bertrand. All right.
So, that was Hardy who said that.
Second.
That was your buddy Hardy who said that for you. Not me.
How was the Fountain Blue? How was the week at the Fountain Blue?
It was phenomenal down there. I love it. You know, you had to wear your mask, but it was okay because as soon as you step outside, you're by a pool or on the beach, and everything was all good.
Awesome.
You know, so what do we want to do for Jim? Like, what does he need? What's the goal
here?
Like $60 to afford, you know.
Cable. Jim, how much money you want? Just start with Jim. Just pick a number. Jim needs $1,500.
Jim, 1600?
What's a year's worth of cable?
How about some rib caps at Davio's in Braintree? We'll get Steve to order some rib cap because they hardly have it here in the Northeast, and we'll get some really good rib cap. So, have you ever had rib cap?
I explain.
No, so like the prime rib or a bone-in ribeye, they cut it from the get-go, like so it's all the rib cap. So it's just all the top of the rib, and it's phenomenal. It's the best piece of steak that you ever have, and I'm trying to
get... You see that sign down there that says rib tips?
No, rib
this is like
cap.
This is like when you used to go to Hilltop Steakhouse, yeah. And they had the picture of the cow on the placemat. Remember that?
Yeah. Dakota, as soon as I get my vaccine, we'll go to Davio's.
Perfect. You got it. Because you're close anyway. So and we'll get everybody there. So,
hey, I had it. I'll go with you.
We'll all go,
you want.
And then we'll tip the wait. Yeah. We'll tip the wait staff, and we'll tip Jim Louth a little something to go get TV.
Let's keep let's keep his cash bomb like at $11.99 and keep the IRS out of it. We'll keep him below that $10.99 reporting threshold.
No, I love it. All right, quickly, on the vaccine stuff. Just to let you know, right, in Braintree, we had 5,000 people that fell into the senior category that signed up. I think we've done a few hundred since then. And the reason why, we can't get any vaccines from the state. So whoever's in charge, whether it's Governor Baker or Lieutenant Governor, they're just not shipping them out. Or they're just taking care of people that maybe play ball with them. Because like you said, how can one place have all this stuff, other place have nothing, right? Because the demand's all the same there. And any time that you let politicians try to run a business, it's never been successful. They should have privatized this from the beginning because they already have the infrastructure in place, whether the Leahys or the Beth Israels or the Atriuses. Just let them do it, and this thing would have went smoother and so much better. But politicians need to put their name on it because they thought they were going to be doing the right thing, and it was going to look good on them, and it's blowing up in their face, okay? This has been a big cluster, you know what.
Absolutely.
I think you have to go one way or the other, because one of the first things I heard about this when it first started, and they were going to have this big vaccine rollout, millions of doses, one of the first things I heard was, how about the military? Are they good at feeding a bunch of people at once? Are they good at injecting a bunch of people at once? And I remember thinking, yeah, why not the
that's
Army?
That's been said for months. Yeah. Like our military's like, ready to go.
Now, people who have been in the military and friends of mine, you know, I mentioned it to one of them. He just kind of chuckled. He's like, yeah, if you think they're good at doing stuff on a large scale and having it done correctly, you're wrong. But how could it be worse than this? Like, I think you have to go to one extreme or the other. Like Dakota said, you either completely privatize it or you completely militarize it and say, hey, this is the way it's going. And you show up at this place, just look for the Humvees. They'll be parked out there and you're going to be ushered in and there's going to be zero nonsense.
National Guard's there on your call, right? Hey, we got a big shipment coming in. We need the Humvees at the airport. Send your National Guard there. You get the natural line of just passing things right. Let's load it up. Let's get them out. Let's go. Go to this CVS. Go to that one. That one. That one.
Yeah.
I mean, so we got trucks. We got buses that would do this, right? I mean, they weren't ready. They weren't ready.
No. And it's very segmented. It's a lot of different groups that are involved in this. There's not one singular group that is running the rollout.
It's target date.
I mean, to say it should be privatized on a lot of levels, summer? It is privatized.
They're talking past summer now?
Yeah.
Past summer?
Late summer.
So we're into February. That's not that far away.
I keep forgetting. Yeah. I just keep thinking it's like turn of the new year. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my COVID weeks.
COVID time warp. 617-779-0985. We continue on here on Zolak and Bertrand. You will actually hear a little bit of that Keyshawn Johnson when we come back on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
The only way you're not coming with us is if we call the police. You have to go.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give me a bold prediction, Key, for this offseason. I'm going to have to go with Cam Newton back in New England. I know a lot of people think that that experiment went south, but it doesn't seem like it quite to me. It seems like that they would like to try and find some other playmakers to build around him, possibly, because going out in the draft and getting a young quarterback, that means that you are rebooting your entire team to make a run over the next 5, 6, 7 years. Does Belichick really have that long to sit around and wait? And if they can get Cam right, there's no pandemic, there's a real offseason, a real training camp, and not a truncated training camp, I think that's my bold prediction.
He labeled it a bold prediction yesterday, but he also said it on January 9th. Keyshawn Johnson, former Jet, friend of Bergen Najarian, the assistant to Bill Belichick.
That's well known. I mean,
you said they were best. Were they in each other's wedding? Was one a best man in one of those weddings?
Yes, I think one. I think Key may have been in his. I'm not sure, but I know they were good friends starting time down with the Jets.
So he's plugged in New England. He's got a pretty good connection to the New England Patriots, I would assume.
I know Bears. No Bears will.
Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't his wedding, but
I mean, yeah, that's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like that take back in January, if it just stayed with it and kept building, means more as it's opposed to, okay, give me your long shot, give me a surprise. Like, so that feels like he's back off the take, even though he's still on the take. Doesn't give it as much pop as it did back in January.
I think it's just reiterating the same point. Label it a bold take. I mean, he's in a
segment. What do you think, Hardy?
He gets put into a TV segment. Hardy and I, you know how that is. We've been on TV shows where we get put into a segment.
Give me a crazy take, right?
Yeah, okay.
To me, that's a crazy take.
Give me something on the spot. I'll give you something.
See, that's the first thing I thought of when I heard that. It's like, we need a bold prediction from you. And then you say just the most outrageous thing you can, but that might end up coming true. You don't expect necessarily anyone to pay that much attention to it and use it as a talking point on their radio show the next day. But I think for him, for a guy who's as connected as he is and someone who's part of the game, I don't know that you just, if you're that flip about it, if you're that glib when it comes to making even something as silly as a bold prediction.
And he said it a month ago with no uncertainty at all after the season was over.
Right.
The dude is going to be in New England, man.
You calling it?
He's going to be in New England. He's going to. Now, whether or not they bring in a young quarterback or veteran guy, Cam Newton is going to be with the New England Patriots. Jared Stidham is not the future. That's why Stidham did take a snap yesterday.
There you go. The end of the season. He said Cam Newton's not going anywhere. He's coming back.
Watch every game. Watch Cam in every game. Now, if he's just being a football analyst on football,
what's
set,
more
like
valuable? Someone telling you that he's coming back or watching every game?
I think he's Keyshawn's doing radio every day now, and you got to come up with takes 4 hours a day. That's different than being on set and being a football analyst. And I talked football with this guy, and I think he's seriously coming back, or they're going to consider bringing him back. I think it's different now. It's kind of like a hot take thing. Let's get something. Let's get the juices flowing here in this one. I don't know how informed that is.
God.
I mean, I pray it's not informed.
Twist yourself into a pretzel.
I'm fighting it.
Not
I'm fighting it. I can't do it anymore.
That this is just his take, and it could be an informed take.
Is that what the fans want?
No, it's not.
I think fans are excited for the offseason.
It is not.
I think fans are excited to see what the greatest head coach in the history of the National Football League is going to do to fix the problem. And that's
is
Flexol spray or the tape, off the leaky pipe. And
fans were excited.
We liked to fix things.
We were all excited and felt compelled by what this Patriots season was going to be post Tom Brady, right? We all said it. It's going to be more interesting than it has been in years. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but man, this is going to be different. And now you've really got my attention. How long did that last? So you say, it's like, wow, fans are really going to be interested. They want to see it until they see
Well, it's an offseason something that's no not, other where you've had this much money.
Yeah, something that's not working or something that appears to be just really misguided and foolish. And then that interest wanes quickly. You're only interested as long as you think it could work. And when it becomes apparent that it's not working, then I'm not interested anymore. Then it felt suspiciously like a waste of my time. That's what did you feel like you were wasting your time calling some of those games, though?
Oh, yeah.
That's a horrible feeling.
It's a bad place to be.
That's a bad place to be when you're going to devote 4 hours of your Sunday sitting out, even if you're doing nothing more than which everybody was, just watching from home on your couch.
Well, I like calling games. I mean, I couldn't picture being a fan and going through that,
How many times during the season do people just say, you know what, I could be doing anything else. I could be cleaning out the garage.
Well, I think
what
am I doing this for? People got so angry and rooted for Brady, too. This is why the massive ratings came through in Boston. It's because you were trained to watch a team play a certain way and a quarterback play a certain way. And you want to continue to watch that. Yeah, I mean, you say you're bringing him back right away, and this is going to be just a bad offseason. Bad.
Let's go to Carl.
I don't care if Hunter Henry's your tight end.
Carl on the Cape.
Hey.
Go ahead, Carl.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Friday, boys. Happy Friday.
Another day closer to free agency. What's up, Carl?
Zoe, I couldn't agree with you more. Exactly what you just said sums it all up about the Keyshawn thing. It's all about getting takes. I mean, how did we go from turning? We are the sports megatown. You know, it's all turning into a soap opera. Listen, the Patriots are going to be fine. The Kraft family, they run an incredible business. It's about the brand. They're going to bring back a serious quarterback. It's not going to be Cam Newton. Okay, there's way too much on the line. You know, but it's just this constant soapbox thing. You know, no offense. I mean, there's a show that comes on after you guys. I mean, it's like listening to 45-year-old housewives that haven't gotten laid in 3 weeks.
Terrific show. 2-6. Felger
Good
Mass.
Numbers.
Love it.
Excellent numbers.
To go back to this point about the ownership. You know, ownership would never let that happen. Do they get that credit right now? They let Tom Brady leave. Does anyone remember that? Oh, they wouldn't let it happen. They let their franchise go from Tom Brady to Cam Newton. On their watch, whether or not they made the right call.
Maybe Tom Brady could have left 5 years ago, and he kept it rolling another 5 years. And
oh, God.
They say that, but...
God, stop. Come on. Oh. I mean...
You remember
Listen,
the Andrew Kramer?
They made a call. Interview? They made a call that they were picking Bill over Tom. And that's okay. That's nothing wrong with that.
Long term, that's the right call.
But making that call means you're not interfering with quarterback decisions. You're not. If you were in the business of continuing to interfere in quarterback positions, Tom Brady would be in New England, Cam Newton would be unemployed. So don't get that credit, Carl. How's that for a piece of soap opera for you? They don't get that. You can't give them that. By the way, it's always been a soap opera. Always. It's not new. That's not a new development here in Boston sports. It has always been a soap opera. That is why we are here. We specialize in putting our boots on and walking around in the crap. Okay? Let's go to Kevin and Douglas on this very point on ownership. Kevin.
Hey, you guys. Zoe, Beto, I really congratulate you. You look great, man.
Oh, thank
you. Hey, look, my dad worked with Robert Kraft. I just want to get a take from you guys, then I'll listen. I'm a KC Chiefs fan, and not just recently, but since I was a kid. And I just wonder, I think that Bob Kraft really got out of this thing looking really good as far as the media in New England, the relationship, him and Jonathan. I don't think he took any blame for this. Not blame, but about keeping Brady here or not keeping Brady here. If you recall, the Patriots have let a lot of guys go based on an economic equation, I think, that once their usefulness is done, they let them go while the asset is still worth something.
Yeah.
And I just think that people in New England... Yeah, that's what you do. It's a business. And I know we're all emotionally involved, but I mean, I would be bullshit if all of a sudden.
Oh,
no.
Hey,
now. Can't do that.
Sure, it could, but we could dump it.
Yeah, I mean, in the asset management department, Gronkowski has 2 touchdowns. Maybe a few years ago, could have had a 3rd in that Super Bowl. Brady's the guy who leads his team to. I mean, I don't. I get it. I get what you're saying. That isn't working out.
This is
when
he got wrong.
Well.
This is when he got wrong.
Right. But for some reason, that gives everyone total faith to say, the Crafts would never let Cam Newton come back. Really? They let Tom Brady leave and then Cam Newton be his replacement. So why do they deserve all that credit? And I'm not blaming them for the whole Brady thing. I'm guilty as charged on what that caller said, that the Crafts have not gotten blame. I don't blame them all that much for Brady.
Did you expect Cam Newton to be that bad?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, God, no.
I was
very much in favor of him being here.
I didn't either. And after the first 2 weeks, the excitement was there. How about Mike Tannenbaum?
I thought it was a good decision when they got him back in June. I'm not hiding from that. It was a good decision then. It would be a bad decision now.
Yeah.
Hardy has our headlines. Let's send it on over to him, get you caught up, and we're right back with more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometimes, yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Yes.
What a question.
Uh-huh.
I got Jake in Boston. That'll do some digging here.
What do you need?
Yeah, you know, like when the year ends and you have your exit interviews and that. And
yeah.
Sort of go away, or maybe you got a house somewhere else, you go to there. You think Cam Newton packed everything up and got out of his place and turned in the key? Wherever he was staying in Boston? Was that a month to month thing? Was that a
year lease? No, I think he handed in the key at the front desk when he walked out of the lobby. If I were Cam Newton, that's where I would have been staying.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like.
Staying in a seaport.
Wonder what's that's like, living in a hotel. There are people who live in hotels. Doc Rivers lived in the, where did he live, Beetle? The Colonnade or the Four Seasons?
No, it was the Ritz.
I was going to say the Ritz. The Ritz.
Residences.
I think, yeah, they have residences there.
So it's kind of like a condo. It doesn't feel like you're living in a hotel.
Right. And you have to buy them, though, right? I don't think, I think you own it like a condo, but you get the services of the hotel.
We had our buddy down here at Fox.
Manny lived there. I believe Manny lived there. Manny Ramirez lived there when he was.
He did too, yep.
Yeah.
Johnny Damon, right?
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Well, that's where he threw the pumpkins off with his girlfriend, right?
Okay.
Or fiance.
Yeah. I think I could handle it.
I'd like to give it a shot.
I'd like to try it out. I'm thinking
maybe the months of March, April, May. I might try it out.
Oh,
you had enough of being home?
Oh, my God.
Haven't we all? Just looking for a change of scenery.
Wouldn't you get sick of the white towels, though?
The what?
The white towels all the time.
No. What's wrong with the white towels?
Oh, my God. They're so bleachy. They're so unbelievably bleachy.
I love it. I love a bleachy towel.
Oh, my God.
I love the smell.
Chlorine and bleach. Just put it in my veins.
Yep. I love a nice, plush, white, bleached hotel towel.
Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eric in the car has something for Hardy. Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about the Celtics organization as a whole. To be honest with you, I think it's an absolute train wreck right now. I think it's watching, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I mean, we listened to Hardy's injury report. Robert Williams with a hip soreness? What is that? I mean, I get sore hips after the gym, so I'm going right back into the gym the next day feeling good. Another thing I want to touch on is you can't win championships when you have a head coach that's best friends with players. That's not how it works. You know, you're never going to win a championship that way.
Who's he best friends with now?
Yeah, now that Gordon Hayward's gone, who's the head coach best friends with?
Oh, I think he's best friends with Jaylen Brown. Why is he still on the team? I mean, we need to move on.
Okay. What?
You've exposed yourself.
Oh,
I will say this. The injury report looks bad. They're playing the Pistons, who stink. Pistons are bad. Now, they did beat the Nets the other night, but the Nets are a train wreck unto themselves.
All right.
So if you're going to rest guys.
Listen, we're all getting ready for the second quarter tonight with Marcus Smart. Was that in the injury report?
No, Josh Fowler asked me to mention it and asked us all to mention it if we could today.
Oh, I just did.
And I mentioned it a time or two, and it irked T-Bone to no end that I had the audacity, the gall, to bring it up, not once but twice.
If only we had the radio rights.
Do I get to offer a take on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
On whether it'll be good? It's going to suck.
Fowler didn't say to say that. It's just mentioned.
Listen, want me to talk about it? I'm going to give you my take. He's going to be on Zoom, right? Probably going to be on Zoom.
I don't know that.
He's going to Zoom in. He's going to have a bad microphone. It's going to get staticky. It's going to be like a bad caller on the radio.
The audio's going to suck.
And he's not going to say anything critical because he's on the team.
A delay.
On the team. If you didn't think Scal was still on the team, now they just went ahead and put someone who's actually on the team onto the broadcast. Yay. There's your take on that. There's your promo.
I was wondering if he was actually going to be there and have to wear a mask, because the players have to all wear masks if they're in the arena, right?
Right.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Are injured players allowed to step on over and be on a broadcast somewhere?
I'm sure that could be cleared.
I should know this.
I know
I shouldn't know this because I don't care. I was going to say, are Mike and Scal there?
No, they've been doing it from the studio.
Okay, so who knows?
Maybe he's coming in the Sports Hub studio.
He's going to be like at home and on Zoom or something.
Josh, thank you.
You're corporate.
Thank you for
coming in the Sports Hub studios.
Do you want to hear a quick clip from last night's game?
Yeah,
sure.
Randy and Max, the Red Sox trade came up.
Great.
In the Eastern Conference, they're up to 10th as Ogilvie gets the first free throw. Coming up, the Planet Fitness halftime show. Adam Jones, Christian Arcan will run you through all the news, including the Andrew Benintendi trade. He's now a Kansas City Royal. You have no reaction to the...
None.
Okay.
Thank you, Max.
I just want to give you the opportunity. I didn't want the night to go by and you not get to say your fond farewell.
No. Adios, amigos.
I love him. God, I love
him. You say adios?
Adios.
He puts an H
adios.
Before his adios.
Amigos.
All I know is that out of nowhere yesterday, Max said something on Twitter like to the effect of, miss having fans here. Here's one of my favorites of all time. John Malkovich. It's a photo of Cedric Maxwell and John Malkovich just at, I'm like,
and I'm thinking
great.
Of Con Air, Hardy. I'm thinking like he wants to take Max and throw him in the back of Con Air with the rest of the guys.
Well,
adios, amigos.
I think Marcus Smart is going to be wonderful tonight, and I would like to thank Josh for pointing it out.
He's not going
to
be that, though.
Yes. Job, Max.
By the way, Granny and Max have been doing their games at the arena. Right? Isn't that what's going on now?
Yeah, the home games.
I don't even know.
The home games are there. So are
road games, they're here.
So are the TV broadcasters there in person for home games, or are they totally studio?
Well, according to T-Bone, we're supposed to ignore all aspects of televised sports if that sport is also on the radio at the same time.
Adios, amigos.
I haven't watched a Celtics game in 9 years.
What about a Bruins game?
Haven't watched them.
Only listen. We only listen.
Won't do it.
Grandy and Max for life. Randy and Mac, turn your TVs down, turn your radios up.
Left to right across my radio.
What do you think, Max?
Hey, thanks to Grandy, who had that great stat yesterday that I put in the text chain about Kemba Walker.
Oh, my God.
How putrid is that?
It wasn't good.
It came around.
So in two-point attempts, he had gone one of 21?
He had missed 20 of his last 21 two-point attempts, and 8 of them were blocked.
So then he just started shooting threes. That's all right. Put up the three ball, kid.
I texted that too to you guys. I said the fact they're blocked. Now you got to really start looking at the leg. That means like you're not getting lift. You know, the release point of the ball coming out of the hand for a shooter, for a guy that's played as long as he has in this league, and the fact that you're getting more blocked, that tells he's more to the floor. So he's got a knee issue. Jaylen Brown's got tendonitis in his knee now, and we all watched parts of that and stretches of that game last night. If you didn't watch the whole thing, Semi Ojeleye and Peyton Pritchard carried the team last night. They don't look great.
Adios, amigos.
And I know they're going to have good nights, but you watch this team play, you don't think this is a team that could go deep or as deep as they have in the last couple of years. As Danny keeps saying, don't forget, we're in three of the last Final Fours, conference finals. They don't feel like they're a conference final team. And maybe they could get there when they get healthy. You know, get hot. Right now, I feel like anybody's getting hot. Start Semi.
Now I know if I am going to watch the second quarter. Is Marcus turned me off so much?
Is Marcus Smart going to beg for All-Star votes when he's on there by any chance?
All right.
Is that going to happen? All right. Is that part of the All-Star push, putting him on the broadcast tonight? Because there's that thing that's going on with the Celtics, too.
Oh, that's true. Kyrie was hurt. That's right.
They're pushing for All-Star votes for not their two stars, not for Tatum and Brown. They're pushing for All-Star votes for Tatum and Brown and Kemba. And at that point, you say, well, Kemba gets thrown in because he's still one of their stars.
He's a big three.
He's a, you know, brought in a big contract last year. Then they throw in Marcus Smart for what? Yeah, throw in Smart for good measure, which is them trying to pump up Marcus Smart as a star when he is not. He's a good player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. He's not a star. He's not on the level of those other guys. But the Celtics do that for him for I don't know what reason.
Well, because he thinks he is.
So they include him.
Some guys need that. Yeah, some guys
give him the boost.
Some guys need to be, you know, patted on the back, slapped on the ass a little more than others.
I hope that qualifies as a good promo now, Hardy. What do you think? You think that works?
Careful what you ask for, Josh.
Did I do my job? 617-779-0985. Your calls are on the way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
That's the phone number for it.
You feel like you're sitting next to me there when you see me in the TV there? Like the little plasma thing?
That's why I look this way. You're to my left.
Like you seem like,
so if you're watching on TV and I'm looking to my left,
hey, Beetle.
It's like because that's where Zoe's face is. Yeah. I look to my left for Zoe. I look to my right for Hardy.
You know what's weird is like when you're on TV and they have a split like this.
Oh.
When Beetle talks to Hardy, he's looking at me.
Oh, they should probably rearrange that.
You should put me over here, but then Hardy would look like he's talking off the screen.
On the screen, you should put Zoe to the right.
Maybe I should sit this way. No, I should sit this way.
Why don't they just put me over on Zoe's side and flip the angle? I mean, all the stuff on my shirt would be backwards and stuff, but who cares?
That's good. Ooh.
That way I'd still be looking at you, and when you turn to look at me like you are right now, it wouldn't look like you're just staring off into space.
You'll have to talk
to
Fowler. I think
they would have figured this out after 10 months.
You got to talk to Fowler about that. I know that he's...
Sounds great on the radio, though.
Fowler's very big right now on promoting that second quarter tonight. Today? So he's very busy. The PR wing of this... It's working hard.
Do you think
T-Bone doesn't care. T-Bone just cares about the radio.
He said me ripping the second quarter tonight that there is no bad publicity and that they will gladly take it.
Okay, good, because I was wondering if he would ultimately get in trouble for having us promoted.
Nope.
Okay.
Because all we've done now is talk about it to the point where we are all going to watch and find out if it's any good.
Right. A lot of pressure on him now.
A lot of pressure on Marcus Smart. Sound good. say interesting things.
I have no idea technically what it's going to be, but I have a feeling he's going to be great. Great with a capital G. How's that?
And have it be something more than him just cheering for the team.
Yeah.
And then they just play it back in post game and like, you know, I don't know, giggle about it and say how awesome it was. Can we not do that?
Well, it'd be nice if they didn't have to relive every second that he's on with them and just, you know, kind of let it be. And if it's good, it's good. I think it will be.
Of course you do, because you've got some bromance with Fowler that the rest of us
I'll be listening to
are
the
not really. You'll be listening to Bruins?
It's really more of a personal thing with Marcus Smart. You know, I won one of his bowling tournaments once.
I do recall
the Sports
that.
Hub team, and I got a chance to talk to
bowl tournament.
I got a chance. Don't worry about it. But I got a chance to talk to him that night. He's a great guy. Like, really good to talk to. I think he can do this gig tonight conversationally and have it be entertaining.
Okay. So that bowling night went better than that Revs night you did.
The Revs night did not go well.
Wasn't the air conditioning broken or something at the Revs thing? Wasn't
yes.
I think it was the commentary, right?
And it was the commentary that one player did not appreciate.
Oh, that's right.
Fat kid.
No, not fat.
Thick.
No.
Husky?
No. Muscular.
Athletic.
Thought I was calling him fat.
Powerful.
Even if you were, who's got the balls to confront someone on it?
He didn't even. It was kind of like he was kind of wishy-washy about it.
Passive aggressive?
Who's that?
Yes. Yes. You know what it was kind of like? It was kind of like Matthew in the Super Bowl when he was running away from Brady that first time after, and he kind of gave him like the, no, I'm done with you. I'm done with you type of thing. It's like, if you've got something to say to me, I'm right here.
Oh. I was like, who's
No, I didn't want to fight him.
You insulted him to begin with, and now you're being very aggressive yourself. I'm not sure I really would appreciate that if I were him. Cam in Alston. Cam.
Hey, guys. So earlier we talked about how Kraft doesn't get credit for, you know, this offseason, you know, we're not going to keep Cam around or Cam Newton around. But not only that, I think Kraft is directly to blame for Brady leaving with his massage parlor antics. For years, we've been fed that, you know, the Patriot way will help straighten out, you know, some problem players. Well, then they bring in Antonio Brown and have to almost immediately cut him because they have to weather the Kraft massage parlor antics storm and can't just kind of breeze past the Antonio Brown storm. You know, they have too many storms going on all at once because of Kraft.
They would have let Antonio Brown go anyway. That was a disaster waiting to happen, and they're all responsible for that. Brady, Belichick, anybody. Ownership. How any of those people, or all of those people, could not see that that was going to be a disaster and that was not going to work. Blows my mind. I mean, really. Give me a break. Regardless of the massage parlor story, which, by the way, what's going on with that right now? So the case has been dismissed.
That's all done.
The evidence is going to be destroyed. It's over.
Yep.
Talk about a quiet ending to that story.
Yep. It's all done.
All done. Pew, pew, pew. Charges dismissed. Tape set to be destroyed. And done. All over.
What was the pew, pew, pew sound effect in reference to, Zoe?
Sheriff Don Brown down there. Pew, pew, pew.
Oh. Oh, that's right. Mocking law enforcement.
Mocking law enforcement,
yeah,
yes.
I forgot that was what you did during that case. Because, again, yeah. You just had to fall in line with whatever side you got to pick in those things. And
I was laughing. Sheriff.
You had to pick Kraft's side in that one. So you got to mock the other side.
Big
sheriff.
Fan of law enforcement until you have to bury them in court.
Yeah. Howdy, man. I'll pull up in my horse and I'll park it right here. What's the video? I never heard of a video.
A big, big supporter of law enforcement, right up until you have to do nothing but attack them.
Oh, sarsaparilla, give me some oats from a horse. Thank you.
And so, for some reason, even after the case, is now continuing to do that.
Mocking law enforcement.
Mocking law enforcement in the state of Florida.
What would you call it? Complimenting them?
I'm mocking you people.
Which people?
You two. Which way to point?
I'm a sheriff in Florida?
I'm a sheriff feeding a horse oats, as you said? I don't believe I am. Don't believe I've ever done that. There we go. He's still doing it.
Oh, silver.
He's still doing it, Hardy. It has nothing to do with us. Now he's making a horse sound effect.
You're making me start coughing. Don't do it.
I'm not making you do anything. Does O mute himself when he's about to cough? Is that what he does? He goes very silent.
That's all right. We got to do headlines.
Okay, fine.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Right here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.